你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。首先我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少。Here we go. After my graduation, I went to Beijing to further my studies. I lived there for 3 years. At first I was happy, but later I was frustrated and depressed. I was homesick all the time. Although the people were friendly, I missed my family, my friends and the lifestyle of my hometown. Okay, very good. Let's check it out. 我们看所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。我们今天主题叫 homesickness， 叫做思乡乡愁，就是很想家的意思。来看一下 after my graduation， 首先加粗的单词是被强调的。 after my graduation， graduation 这个单词正确的发音叫 graduation， 但是口语化当中这个 u 可以弱化成 a， 同时元音跟元音之间可以加个半元音 w， 所以我们可以说成叫 graduation， graduation。After my graduation, I went to Beijing to further my studies. 我们来看一下这个单词叫 further. Further 可以做动词，表示增进、助长的意思。增进我的学习，叫做进行研习、深造的意思。To 不被强调，前面是清辅音，可以弱化成 t 这个发音，就变成 I went to Beijing to further my studies. I went to Beijing to further my studies. I lived there for 3 years.for 不被强调，弱化成 f 加个儿化音叫 for。 I lived there for 3 years. At first I was happy. 那么一开始我很开心。 At first 跟 I 有个连音，很多人说不在一个意群不能够连音，其实事实上不是这样子的，它是可以连音。 first 跟 I 有连音，最基础一般人会用 t 连，叫 first I， 因为 t 浊化。但是我们知道 st 组合用的更多的是用 s 进行连音，叫做At first I was happy, but later I was frustrated and depressed. 那我们来看一下两个单词 ,frustrated, 感到很受挫 ,depressed, 感到很沮丧。来看这边一个 later 跟 I, 在加速的时候即便有逗号也可以有连音叫 later I, but later I was frustrated, 这个单词有点难发，来看一下 frustrated,TR 发成 DR 要进行浊化，同时 T 也要进行浊化，最后一个尾音的 D 跟 AND 形成个连音叫 frustrated but later I was frustrated and depressed but later I was frustrated and depressed I was homesick all the time homesick 就是想家，我一直都很想家，这边有一个连音叫 homesick G 跟 all 形成个连音I was homesick all the time, although the people were friendly. 虽然这边的人都很友善 ，friendly. 你要记住一个规则：当三个辅音并排，中间的爆破音可以去掉，也就是 n、d 跟 l 是三个辅音 ，d 属于爆破音，可以把它直接去掉。所以你平时读成 friendly， 你要能听懂老外说 friendly. Although the people were friendly, I miss my family, my friends, and a lifestyle in my hometown.所以很想念家庭，他所有的一些家人 friends 这个单词也可以说成 friends， 因为 nds 三个辅音去掉中间爆破音叫 friends， s 跟 n 形成个连音， n 弱化成 n 叫 friends， 而且还有个更夸张的是，你可以说 friends and the， 你也可以用 nd 组合来击穿 th 音， nd 组合连音一般用 n 进行连，同时 n 击穿 th 这个发音就变成 and 这三个单词合在一起就变成 my friends and a lifestyle in my hometown. OK, very good. 所以我们现在重新来听一遍，看能够听懂多少。Here we go. After my graduation, I went to Beijing to further my studies. I lived there for 3 years.At first I was happy, but later I was frustrated and depressed. I was homesick all the time. Although the people were friendly, I missed my family, my friends, and a lifestyle in my hometown. Okay, very good. 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程十个主题，包括有发音、连连音、语音语料、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧。十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利，看电影不用看字幕。 想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ， 个人 QQ 10489403271。10489403271，当你加这个个人 QQ， 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你，你一加立刻会收到一个 QQ 群，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的纠音。So see you next time, guys.